I want to be used by God. And Mordecai said, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. Who knows, maybe you have come to your position in life for such a time as this. God has placed you where you are for God's great purpose. Now listen to what Esther said in response. I will go into the king even though it's against the law, and if I perish, I perish. Isn't that great? How many of us could say that? I'm going to do what I know is right, and if I perish, I perish. In this room, folks, we need some Nehemiahs. Any Nehemiahs out there? In this room, we need some Esthers. Any Esthers sitting in the crowd? Just in case you were wondering, that was not rhetorical. Who will stand up? And who will rebuild in the broken places of your conviction? Maybe you were put in your position for just a time as this. Be not weary in well-doing. Go in the name of God and the power of His might and finish the work that God has called you to do. Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for the Nehemiahs of the world. We give you thanks and praise for the Esthers of the world, Lord. And we give you thanks and praise for all those in this room willing to step up and do your work in this world. Willing to step out and say, I am going to do this, and if I perish, I perish, Lord. Anoint us with a spirit of strength, Lord. In Jesus' name, empower us to step out and do amazing and wonderful works in the name of Jesus. Empower this church to be in this community and in this county and in this nation, Lord, and to do exactly what you call us to do, Lord. Help us walk your path in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I invite you to come back next week for Redeeming Brokenness. Redeeming Brokenness. Come on back. But right now, let's sing Here I Am, Lord. Let's sing stanzas 1 and 3. If you're able, would you please stand with me? It's number 593 in your hymnals. Here I Am, Lord. Stanzas 1 and 3.